Again, happy Easter. Oh, well, thank you for a feeble reply. Just kidding. Just teasing. Today, we express Alleluia. Christ is risen. And in that very statement, we were singing together in the responsorial psalm, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." Because this is the day, alleluia, Christ has risen. We are to rejoice and be glad. Because this day is a new day. It's the eighth day, as the church will say. A day in which we begin all over. We have been recreated. In a way, we are expressing what Christ says in the book of Revelation. "See, I make all things new." That is the purpose of the resurrection. That's the purpose of this day, this new day, this eighth day. That we are made new, restored, and yet, even better yet, perfected than what we were in the beginning. Because in the beginning, we were the pinnacle of creation. We were made in His image and likeness. We walked hand in hand with God in the Garden of Eden. And we blew it. Not just Adam and Eve, all of us, myself especially, through my sins. I rejected that very relationship. I rejected being in the image and likeness of God, and I marred it with my sinfulness. And yet on this day, the day the Lord has made, this eighth day, the Lord decides that, you know what, I'm not going to abandon them. I'm going to stoop down to them. I'm going to come to them to show them the depths of my love. I'm going to die for them, but not just die. I'm going to conquer sin. I am going to conquer death. I am going to rise from the dead. I am going to restore them to life on this day. The day that we get to start anew, this eighth day. And so, my brothers and sisters, we see how the Lord then is expressing His love to you and to me, that He didn't give up on us, but He stooped down to us to perfect our souls, to raise us up to be then with Him. We're not to be in the Garden of Eden anymore. We're to be with Him in heaven, to be seated with Him, to praise Him for all eternity, to be one in His family. That is why St. Paul says in that second reading, if I may go to it, we are to no longer be worldly, but as he says, seek what is above. Our eyes then are now on this day, not meant to be fixed on worldly things. We're not to give in to the temptations anymore of greed, or of pride, or selfishness, or bitterness, or grudges, or anything like that. But rather, through the very power of the resurrection, we are now known to put our eyes on Christ. To put Him on the living one. To seek what is above, where God wants us to be. On this very day. This day that He has made. And thus, we're called to rejoice. That's the response. When we know God loves us, when we understand the very fact that He has come to us to restore us to His very likeness, to restore us to His very nature, to raise us up, then on this very day, as He creates us anew, we are to rejoice and be glad that this is the love of God for you, for me. This is the power of His grace. That He wants us to be with Him. Mary of Magdala, if we were to read on in this gospel, would encounter Jesus. She would embrace Him because she sees Him alive. She is filled with such joy of knowing that He has conquered sin and death and that He's continuing to share His life with us. My brothers and sisters, on this day, we get to be like Mary Magdalene. We get to come and we realize that the tomb is empty because our Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia. That this day we get to rejoice and be glad because sin has been conquered. Death is now vanquished because Christ lives. And He wants to share that with us. Mary of Magdala realizes that and goes and shares that with others. My brothers and sisters, we get to encounter Christ right here on this altar, not to receive a dead body, but we receive the living body, His blood, His soul, His divinity, the one who still reigns. That is why the priest will take a fraction of the host right before consuming it and places it in the chalice, making a sign of the cross over it to symbolize the resurrection, that the body and blood are one together, that He's alive. Just like you and I, our body and blood still flows together to show forth our life. So it is with Christ, that when we come to receive Him in communion, as we come to encounter Him this day, like Mary of Magdala, we don't only just get to embrace Him, we get to receive Him. We get to take Him into us. The one who wants to make us new, who wants to raise us up to be with Him. This is why we rejoice. This is why we are glad. And my brothers and sisters, this is why we are called to then go, like Peter in the first reading, and preach this very gospel with our joy, with our gladness, that others may look upon us and say, you know what? I want that joy. I want that gladness. I want that happiness. Why does that person possess it so much? It's because we place our life in Christ. Why does Father start yelling so much in his homily? It's because I'm trying to place myself in Christ. I just get excited, really. I'm not shouting, not yelling either. But it is that part. But you know what? This is the part about being glad. This is the part about being rejoicing. That we're seeking to be one with the God who has risen from the dead and wants to share that eternal life with you and me on this day and every day. Because we, in our Catholic faith, believe in the resurrection at every moment of our life. A resurrection that is to be lived out. Not in fear, but with gladness and rejoicing, so as to invite others into the loving embrace of Christ, so as to invite others into this new day, into this eighth day, to where they too, along with all of us, may enjoy the eternal vision of heaven, where we will truly reflect the image and likeness of God for all eternity. And so as we rejoice, alleluia, in the risen Christ, let us remember this day, every day of our life as we live the eighth day, the day in which Christ made all things new. He made you and I new. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.